So today, inshallah, we're taking a look at our theme for this month being As-Sunan Al-Ilahiyya, divine ordinances, divine consistencies, divine laws, however you would like to translate it. Taking a look at the 10th juz, within which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين. Allah ta'ala says, and obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not dispute, and thus lose courage, and then your strength would depart. Be patient, and indeed Allah is with the patient. It's a very important qa'idah, a very important principle, a very important concept that we have to recognize, which is that excessive disputation, argumentation, what does it do? It leads to losing one's courage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that for the general believers, for the general masses, and even more particularly, especially in times of war, you do not want to fall into tiny squabbles when facing the enemy. Why? Because you want to feel that the person next to me is on my side and we need to have a united front. Now, of course, there are other ayat that talk about at-tanazu'. For example, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولٍ. Allah says that whenever you differ about something, then you should refer it back to Allah and His Messenger. This is for الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, but particularly those who can do so. Many of us can't. Many of us are not knowledgeable enough in Qur'an and Sunnah to navigate those texts. And unfortunately, we fall into dispute anyway. I think this is halal, I think this is haram, I think this is what is Islamically correct or incorrect. Brother, if you don't have the tools to do so, what are you doing? And so, for the majority of us, we should simply try to avoid debating about topics that we're not familiar with. Why? Because it's going to destroy our unity. It's going to take away our enthusiasm. And so, tafshalu means you become cowardly, or it means you become weak. And then, watadhaba rihukum means what? Your victory will leave you. Your boldness, your seriousness, your strength, your unity, all this is going to go away from you. And so therefore, Allah commands, says, wasbiru, be patient with who? Against the enemy? Yes, of course. But be patient with each other first. Be patient with each other first. First and foremost, take it easy on each other and recognize that, look, we may differ on smaller issues, but alhamdulillah, this doesn't have to escalate and become something that creates division amongst us. Does this mean that we can never differ about anything? Of course not. There's different types of differing. There's the good type, where we differ with one another, which is called shura. We have a discussion. There's the healthy type, which is disagreeing about fundamentals. If somebody has ideas that are completely against the fundamentals of our deen, then you're going to have to differ, obviously. And so long as you're using evidence and good manners, there's nothing wrong with differing. However, the bad kind of differing is when you are fighting, becoming rude and harsh, and it's all about egos, fighting about small, trivial matters, or about matters in which there's a valid difference of opinion. Ulama have a valid difference of opinion. Why are you fighting about it? The scholars have come to the conclusion that this is something, it can be seen from different perspectives. Not a big deal to fight about. Or, like I said, fighting about things that we know little about. We should remember that the Prophet ﷺ, when he took the pledge of Islam, taking the pledge, Ubad ibn Samit, radhiyallahu anhu, he narrates and he says, فِيمَا أَخَذَ عَلَيْنَا أَنْ بَايَعَنَا عَلَى السَّمْعَ وَالطَّاعَةِ, that amongst the things that we took a pledge of allegiance to is hearing and obeying. And then what else? And he goes on to say, fi manshatina wa makrahina, whether we are feeling energetic or whether we're feeling tired and weak. Wa usrina wa yusrina, whether we're in hard times or whether we're in good times, you have to obey. And what? Wa atharatin alayna, even if there's preference against us. So even if the ruler you feel isn't doing things fully justly, well, which ruler is? It's, you know, how are you going to get 100% perfect rulers, right? You're not going to get 100% perfect, and sometimes people say, we need to have a revolution and change the whole thing. Okay, whoever you replace him with, he's going to have some mistakes too, right? And therefore, the Prophet says, وَأَنْ لَا نُنَازِعَ الْأَمْرَ أَهْلَهُ, we don't differ, we don't fight with one another, إِلَّا أَنْ تَرَوْا كُفْرًا بَوَاحًا, except if you see clear cut, something completely disbelief, kufr. In that case, of course, then you have to object. And so, when it comes to on our level, just the smaller social level, we should remember something. When we are dealing with believers, there should be a certain feeling. And that's a very different feeling than when dealing with the hypocrites. And so I want you to ask yourself, which one applies to you? We know that the relationship, when dealing with a believer, is based on what? Unity. I want to get to know you, you want to get to know me, we want to feel that unity. With the hypocrite, it's about divide and conquer. The hypocrite wants to gather information so he can share it, so he can gossip, so he can spread rumors to create small amounts of division. Why? Because when everybody's divided, when everybody's feeling weaker, that's when he could stand up above everybody else. So it's divide and conquer. Conquer how? Through bragging, through posturing, through grandstanding, and through small put-downs, letting you know you're not that great. This is the relationship that the hypocrite wants. Why? What is the objective there? The goal of the interaction for the believer is to develop a beautiful relationship, whereas for the hypocrite, it's to develop an asset to take advantage of. How can I come here to the masjid? Why? To get closer to Allah? To get closer to the believers? No. To network and to make sure that I can take advantage of this one and that one for whatever gains that are personal to me. And of course, both can be the case. And so it's very hard to differentiate. So ask yourself, which side of the fence do you fall upon? Why? Why is this the case? Because of how you see people. The believer sees others as on their level. I want to get to know you. I want to be close to you because we're all brothers here. We're all standing together, shoulder to shoulder. There's a lot of symbolism in that. So we're all on the same level. Whereas the hypocrite looks down on others and they want you to look up to them. And so what does the interaction feel like? And this is very, very crucial. So please pay attention. When you're interacting with the believer, you feel comfortable and you feel natural. You feel at ease. You feel like you can be yourself. Whereas when you are dealing with the hypocrite, you feel like you're walking on eggshells. You have to be very cautious of what you say. You don't really know where you stand with this individual. One minute they're your best friend, the next minute they're cold. You don't know if they're going to use what they're saying for you or against you. And therefore, you have to be careful. Why? Because like I said, the slightest thing might offend and they're going to want to put you down. Why? To maintain that status. So how do you feel? And how do others feel when dealing with you? This is a very critical question. And so we end with the hadith, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who says what? Al-mu'minu mu'lafun. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَأْلَفْ وَلَا يُؤْلَفْ. That the Prophet says, the believer is friendly and accommodating, easygoing. And there is no good in the person who is not easy to befriend and who is not accommodating nor easy to accommodate. And this is reminiscent of another hadith. I'll go one more. المؤمنون هيّنون لينون كالجمل الأنف. That the believers are easygoing, calm, relaxed people, just like a what? The camel that has reins on it. We all know, I'm sure, whether it be a horse or any other animal that has reins on it, you can just walk this way and it follows. And you walk that way and it follows. It's a tiny little rope. I mean, this big animal could pull away if it really wanted to. But typically, you just grab this little rope and you walk around and it just goes wherever. And certain hadith, they go into more detail saying, if you tell it to sit, it'll even sit on a rock. If it's uncomfortable. What's the idea? As a believer, you should be serious about serious things. Deen. But when it comes to smaller things, hey, where do you want to eat? I don't know, go to any restaurant. What sport do you want to play? I don't know, whatever you guys want to play, I'm happy, whatever. You know, hey, where do you want to go? You want to go to this place, that place? Yeah, sure. Easy going. Why? Because when it comes to these smaller, trivial, dunyawi matters, you don't get super angry and upset and, you know, no, my way, I have to prove that I had the best opinion. Why? Just relax. When it comes to deen matters, then take it seriously. Take it seriously on yourself and try to promote what's good. But when it comes to smaller matters, just be hayyinun, layyinun. Be easygoing and accommodating, and so that people know you as somebody who you just go with the tide, go with the breeze, and just hang out with the believers. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are friendly around each other. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are easygoing around each other. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen, so that we do not lose against anybody who wants to divide us. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.